In December,
在12月份的时候,
each year news magazines publish a year-end review issue.
通常每本杂志都会在年底12月份的时候做一个年度回顾。
They go back over the past year and they look at, you know, deaths, natural disasters, all the big events.
他们会看一年里发生的大事，包括一些名人的死亡啦，有什么自然的灾害啦。
Now I always enjoy those. I like to just look back and see, you know, what they say happened this year.
我很喜欢看这样的年度回顾，就看一看这一年来发生的一些大事。So
this past year,
就过去这一年,
I read an article and this was the title.
我看到一篇文章，也是这样的年度回顾，这个题目是
It wasn't all bad.
不是都是坏事，不全是坏事。The
article began like this.
这个文章是这样写的。
2022 was not a great year.
是2022年并不是一个很好的年份。We
didn't eliminate COVID.
我们也没有除掉这个新冠病毒。Russia
invaded Ukraine.
然后呢，这个俄罗斯入侵乌克兰。Inflation
was bad and the stock market was worse.
这个通货膨胀非常糟糕，这个股票市场也更糟糕。And
then he said, but there have been worse years.
但是呢，这历史上还有更糟的年份呢。
At least COVID was not as deadly as the 1919 Spanish flu.
至少这个新冠病毒还不像1919年的这个西班牙流感那么致命。
At least Russia's invasion of Ukraine didn't spark a world war.
至少这个俄罗斯入侵乌克兰还没有引发一场世界大战。
And the stock market wasn't as bad as the Great Depression of 1929.
而且这个股票市场这么糟糕，还不像1930几年这个。
So he ended like this.
所以最后他结论是,
2022 was bad.
2022年实在很糟糕,
but it could have been worse.
但是还可以更糟。
What a way to end the year.
这一年我们，你看用这样一种方式来结束了2022年。
Not very inspiring.
这个文章让我们觉得不那么鼓舞人心了。
But I suspect that a lot of us would agree.
但是我相信我们中间很多人会同意这个作者的说法。
Things look bad in our world.
这个世界上一切看起来都很糟糕。
Recently, I heard someone say,
最近我听到有人说,
I don't know the future.
我也不知道未来会是什么样。
But I'm pretty sure it will be bad.
但是我相信未来也会很糟糕。
Feels that way for big world events.
这个世界大事看起来是这样的。
And closer to home,
那在我们身边呢?
It often feels that way in our world. Personal lives.
在我们自己的生活之中, 这看起来也同样, 好像也没好哪里去,
it seems like we live in a broken world. The past few months, I've been reading and studying in the book of Romans.
在过去几个月,
and I decided I wanted to try to read it, not thinking about simply a book for people 2,000 years ago.
我决定就是我在读罗马书的时候要试图去想象这本书信不是写给2000年前的罗马的这些信徒的。But
I started reading it asking this question.
我读的时候我在问我自己这个问题。
If Paul were writing Romans today,
如果保罗在今天写这封罗马书,
what would he have to say to us in 2023?
那对于2023年的我们, 保罗会写些什么话呢?
The big questions of our world, what would Paul's answer be?
我们世界面临的这最大的问题,
and so this morning I want to look at God's answer to one of those big questions.
所以今天我想要看看神对于我们一个最大的问题的一个答案是什么。
We're going to be looking, if you want to follow along, we're going to be looking in Romans 1 through 3, so a big section.
大家如果想在圣经上来翻到这个的话, 我们今天要读的是罗马书的1到3章。
We're looking at this question. What is wrong with our world? Why are things so bad? Why does someone say, I can't predict the future, but I'm pretty sure it will be bad? The first answer that I see in Romans 1 is this. Our world is messed up. Because of spiritual blindness. Man has exchanged God's truth for man's or for Satan's lies. And it has made us blind.
让我们在属灵上完全是瞎了。
In verses 18 through 20 of Romans 1,
罗马书的第一章十八到二十节，我们就
Paul tells us that God has revealed himself to all man through nature and creation.
保罗说，通过这个自然，通过神的创造，神已经把他自己明明的显给所有的世人去看了。
He says, if you don't have a Bible,
你即使没有圣经，
the evidence of nature itself tells you this world did not just happen.
这个自然界的这些证据已经显明，这个世界不能就这么突然就发生了。
Someone had to make it.
一定是有人把它是创造出来的。
Francis Collins was the director of the National Institute of Health.
这个 Francis Collins 是这个美国国家卫生研究所的这个所长。
He was the head of the Human Genome Project.
他负责的是一项叫人类基因组的这个课题的，他是负责人。
And looking at the wonders of our DNA,
他看到我们人类这个 DNA 的这些奇迹。
The wonders of our world, he said this.
他是这么说。
I cannot see how nature could have created itself.
他说我没法相信这个自然界就是这么自然而然的就自己把自己给造出来。
Only a supernatural force outside of space and time could have done it.
他只有一个超自然的这么一个能力，是在我们的时空之外的这么一个能力，能够创造这样的一个自然界。
He is saying what Paul said.
他说的就跟保罗说的是一样。
Nature itself points to a creator.
因为自然界，我们所看到的自然界其实都指向一位创造者。
So Paul says,
所以保罗说,
God has revealed himself to us.
神已经把他自己显明给我们看。
And then he says, but look at how we responded.
但是你看看我们人类是怎么回应的呢?
Verse
21. 第二十一节。
Although they knew God, they did not honor him as God.
他们虽知道神，却不当作神荣耀他。
Or give thanks to him.
也不感谢他。
Instead,
反而是什么样?
They became foolish in their thinking.
他们的思念变为虚妄。
And their foolish hearts were darkened.
无知的心就昏暗了。
Claiming to be wise,
自称为聪明,
they became fools.
反成了愚拙。
He says, instead of worshiping God, we turn to false gods.
他说我们没有去把神当作神来去敬拜他，反而是转向了假神。
And look in verse 24 at the result of this.
我们看看第二十四节是给出这样做的一个结果。
Therefore God gave them up in the lust of their hearts to impurity.
所以神任凭他们逞着心里的情欲行污秽的事。
To dishonoring their bodies among themselves.
以致彼此玷污自己的身体。
Why did this happen?
为什么会这样呢?
Because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie.
因为他们把神的真理给兑换了，拿撒旦的谎言来兑换。
And worshiped the creature rather than the creator.
他们去拜的是那些造出来被造之物，而不是创造者。
Three times in Romans 1,
在罗马书第一章的有三次，
Paul says the reason we have so much trouble.
保罗说这个世界上有这么多的苦难。
The reason we are blind.
我们为什么是眼睛都瞎了呢？
His words, God gave us up. To our sinful desires.
他说因为神已经把我们放弃了，他让我们凭着自己的心里的情欲去各行己事了。
In other words,
换句话说，
God gave us what we wanted.
神给了我们我们想要的。
We said we don't want to worship you.
我们说神啊，我们不想敬拜你。
We want to follow our own desires.
我想凭着我自己的情欲行我想做的事。
And God's judgment was to allow us
神的审判就是
to do what we wanted.
允许我们去做我们想做的事。
You see, his plan was that we would worship him.
神的计划是让我们来敬拜他。
That we would live in a loving relationship with him.
让我们跟神之间的关系就会是一个充满爱的关系。
What's wrong with our world is?
但是我们今天的世界出乱子了，为什么呢？
That we became blind.
我们在属灵上是瞎了。
Because we rebelled against our creator and turned to false gods.
我们背叛了我们的创造者，而转向去拜假神。
Now you might say, why are you preaching this at PBCCC?
你可能说，你干嘛在我们中国教会说这个呢？
No one here has an idol in our living room.
我们所有人家里肯定都不会去拜偶像，没有一个什么偶像在那儿。
But I have met a lot of well-educated.
但是我遇到过很多受了良好教育的人。
21st century,
二十一世纪的这些人。
American church members,
美国的教会成员。
Who worship idols?
他们去拜偶像。
We don't set it up in our living room and burn incense.
我们不是烧香去跪拜的那些不是那样的偶像。
But we worship.
但是我们去拜的是什么呢？
The gods of success.
我们拜的是工作上的成功。
The gods of money.
金钱上的这个
entertainment
成功，还有我们在娱乐上面
accomplishment
还有我们个人的成就
position
我们的位置
anything that takes God's place as the central priority of our life is an idol。
任何一件事，如果它取代了神在我们生命中第应该位于首位的这个位置，这件事就成了我们的偶像。
And Paul says, when that happens, we become spiritually blind.
所以保罗说，当我们拜这些偶像的时候，我们在属灵上就瞎了。
Verse 32, he describes this blindness.
他在第一章三十二节，他这样来形容这样的这个属灵上的瞎子。
He said, in judgment, God gave us over to our sinful desires.
前面他说神。作为神的审判，他任凭我们就逞着心里的情欲行污秽的事。
And this is what happens.
那最后的后果是什么？
Verse 32, they not only do them, these sinful things,
他们这些人不止自己去这么做，
but they give approval to those who practice them.
还喜欢别人去行。
What that means is this.
这意思是什么呢？
We not only do what is wrong,
我们不只是自己做错事，
but our mind becomes so twisted,
而且我们的头脑已经被扭曲的
That we think those evil things are right.
我们开始相信这些恶行才是对的。
One writer put it like this.
有一个作者这么写。
Paul is saying that in our rebellion,
保罗是说在我们的背叛悖逆之中
in our blindness,
在我们这个属灵上的瞎眼的状况下
we twist our moral compass,
我们的道德罗盘都被扭曲了
until north,Point south.
原来这个指针指向北边，北方的现在指向南方了。
Now I don't hike.
我不去爬山，我一般不去长走。
It requires exercise.
对，因为爬山需要锻炼啊。我不喜欢锻炼。
I think I'm allergic to it.
我对锻炼是过敏。
But I have been told.
但是我曾经被有人跟我讲。
That if I ever go hiking.
但是如果我要上山去爬山呢。
I should take a compass.
我手里应该拿一个指南针。
And if I get lost.
如果我迷路了。
Which would happen sometime in the first 5 minutes.
我要是爬山的话，前五分钟我准定迷路。
I can take this compass.
但是我可以拿着我的指南针。
And it will point me in the right direction.
指南针会告诉我方向，所以我就可以找回去。
But imagine.
但是想象一下。
That I took the compass.
我拿了个指南针
and I somehow broke it until north pointed south.
但是这个指南针给打破了，所以它这个原来指向北方，现在指向南方，方向完全是反的。
Now I would have no way of finding my way back.
我这要是迷路的话，用这么一个破的指南针，我不可能找回原来的路。
And Paul says, here is the spiritual blindness in our world.
所以保罗就说，我们在这个今天的世界上，属灵的瞎眼会造成什么样的后果呢？
Follow his order.
你要跟着这种罗盘。
Because we did not worship God as first place.
因为我们在首先我们没有敬拜神。
He turned us over to our sinful desires.
所以神就把我们让我们去放纵情欲做我们自己的事了。
And as we followed those desires.
当我们顺着自己的情欲行事的时候。
We became so morally blind.
我们在道德上已经是瞎眼的。
That we thought evil.Was good.
我们觉得坏事恶事反而是好事了。
Our compass was wrong.
因为我们的指南针，我们的罗盘已经坏掉了。
You read that.
你读一读这个。
Something he wrote almost 2,000 years ago.
这保罗在2000年前写的事儿。
And it describes 2023.
但是完全可以用在我们今年的2023年。
A world in which we become so twisted in our thinking that we think evil is good.
在今天的世界是一样啊，我们这个属灵的这个已经罗盘全被扭曲了，我们觉得坏事恶事成了好事。
And that folly is wisdom.
我们觉得那些愚拙的人反而是聪明人。
Last month.
上个月。
I read where a national teachers organization.
我看到就是这个全国这个国家的这个教师的协会。
Warned that it is, quote, dangerous.To allow parents to know what their children are studying in school.
他们宣称说，如果父母要控制孩子在学校学什么，这是很危险的。
Right, the responsibility of parents for their children has become is called wrong.
神给我们父母，神是赋予我们父母这样的权利，来看养育孩子、教育孩子。现在这样做居然是错的了。
A major medical association says children should have the right to have gender-altering surgeries without permission from their parents.
而且一个国家级的一个卫生部门居然这样宣布，说父母如果孩子想要做变性手术，不需要经过父母的同意。
I was a school principal. I couldn't give an aspirin to a child without permission from their parents.
麦姆斯曾经是学校的校长，他说如果没有父母的同意，他甚至不能给孩子一片阿司匹林来吃的。
But folly.
但是现在这些愚拙的事
has become.Wisdom.
成了，好像成了智慧的事儿一样。
It's all what Paul describes in Romans 1.
这就是保罗在罗马书第一章他所描述的当时。
When we make our choices without God,
如果我们没有神，只靠着我们自己去来做决定的话，
we become blind.
我们就属灵上就瞎了。
So what is wrong with our world?
所以我们今天的世界为什么会这么
乱？ Romans 1 says.
罗马书第一章这么说。
We are blind.Because we traded in God's truth for Satan's lies.
因为我们把神的这个真理真相给出卖了，然后买过来的是撒旦的谎言。
Romans 1 says what's wrong with our world is spiritual blindness.
所以罗马书的第一章说我们今天世界的问题就是。
But then in Romans 2 it gives us another cause for our problems of our world.
罗马书第二章又给出了第二个原因，为什么今天的世界是这样的。
Moral hypocrisy.
我们在属灵上，我们
在道德上。Those who teach the truth do not live according to what they teach.
我们在道德上是假冒为善的。那些讲解真理的这些教师，他自己都做不到。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
所以第二章的第一节这么说。
You have no excuse, O man, every one of you who judges.
你这论断人的，无论你是谁，也无可推诿。
For in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself.
你在什么事上论断人，就在什么事上定自己的罪。
Because you, the judge, practice the very same things.
因为你这论断人的自己所行却和别人一样。
Paul is writing to people who know God's word.
保罗是把这封信这句话是说给那些当时的教师这些宗教领袖这些教师的。
They teach biblical truth.
他们在给百姓们教圣经的真理。
But in their private lives.
但是在他们自己的私生活上。
They do not practice what they teach.
他们行出来的事儿却跟他们所教导的完全不一样。
And so Paul says this in verse 13.
所以保罗在二章十三节这么说。
For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God.
原来在神面前不是听律法的为义。
But the doers of the law who will be justified.
乃是行律法的称义。
It's not enough to know God's law.
所以仅仅知道神的律法不够的。
We must live by it.
我们必须要把这个律法行出来。
And again, he is writing 2,000 years ago.
同样的，这封信是两千年前写的。
But he's describing our world.
他描述的却是我们今天的世界。
As I was studying for this,
我在学罗马书的时候
I wasted an hour just looking at some headlines online.
我花了一个小时，浪费了一个小时时间，就在看这个 internet 的网络上的这些重大新闻。
A quote, pro-life politician who pays for his mistress to have an abortion.
我看到一个说号称生命至上的这么一个政客，居然偷偷的花钱把他让他的情人去打胎。
A quote, pro-family leader who runs off with his girlfriend.
一个一直在那号称家庭优先的这么一个领袖人物，居然偷偷的就跟他的情人私奔。
Pastors who live in willful disobedience to God's word.
而且那些牧师们都是在。自己自行己事，根本就不听不去去遵从神的教导。
We cannot expect our world to listen to our message if we do not live according to the truth we teach.
如果我们自己去教导真理的人，我们自己都行不出来，我们不要去指望世界会听我们的教导。
Parents,
做父母的
，You cannot expect your children to follow the truth of God's word.
你没法去指望你孩子跟从神的教导。
If they watch you live in ways that contradict God's word,
如果孩子们看到你所行的是跟神的教导完全相反，他们不可能去跟从神的。
If they see you cheating on your taxes,
如果你的孩子看到你自己在你的税表上面作弊的话
，lying to that pushy neighbor,
他看到你对你的邻居撒谎
，yelling at your spouse,
你对你这个太太大吼。
Don't expect them to take this word seriously.
你别指望他们会把圣经是认真的来读圣经。
Because part of what's wrong with our world,
因为我们今天的世界出这么多的问题。
Paul says,
保罗说
is hypocrisy.
是假冒为善。
Those who teach do not practice what they teach.
那些教导圣经的人根本自己都行不出来。
But then he gives a third answer to the question.
但他又给了我们第三个答案，就是这个世界为什么这么。
And before I come to the third answer,
那是第三章给出来的第三个。
Take you back to 1910.
回到一九一零年。
The Times of London did a series of articles.
这个伦敦泰晤士报做了一个调查。
It's where I got the title for today's message.
他就是我从这个调查里，我。
Because they wrote a group of philosophers and thinkers.
他们请了一大群的这个哲学家了，思想家了。
Asking them to write essays on the topic, "What is wrong with our world?"
他请他们写每个人都写一篇文章，谈谈这个题目就是什么呢？我们的今天的世界出了什么问题
？A bunch of writers sent in long essays.
所以很多的这个作者就写了长篇大论。
But one of the writers they contacted was the Christian author G.K. Chesterton.
但是其中有一个这个思想家、哲学家了，他们请他写文章的这个人是一个基督徒的一个学者。
And he submitted his article.
他把他的文章也给交上去。
The best of the group, I think.
我觉得是他这个所有这文章里写的最好。
And he wrote it on the back of a postcard.
他就是拿一张明信片，在明信片后面写了几个字。
What is wrong with our world?
今天世界的问题在哪里？
I am.
是我。
Sincerely, G.K. Chesterton.
他说上面就写你的很真诚的 Chesterton.
That's it.
就是他就写了这么一个，这就是他的答案。
He was giving the third answer.
他给出了保罗的
The answer that Paul gives us in chapter 3.
保罗在罗马书第三章也给出同样答案。
Starting in verse 10.
从第十节开始我们读。
None is righteous.
没有一人。
No, not one.
一个也没有。
No one understands.
没有明白的。
No one seeks for God.
没有寻求神的。
All have turned aside.
都是偏离正路。
Together they have become worthless.
一同变为无用。
No one does good.
没有行善的。
Not even one.
连一个也没有。
What is wrong with our world?
我们的世界的问题在哪儿呢？
Paul says.
保罗说。
G.K. Chesterton said.
这个 Chesterton 也是同样这么说。
We are.
我们就是这个世界的问题。
I am.
我就是世界的问题。
Apart from God's grace.
如果没有神的恩典。
You and I are controlled by our sinful desires.
你我都是一样，靠着我们有罪的这种欲望来控制
我们的生活。Our selfish priorities.
我们自己自私的一些自己的标准。
We live by the teaching, look out for number one.
我们学到的这个教导是什么啊？要为我们自己去考虑，把自己放在第一位。
And that is what is wrong with our world.
这就是我们今天世界的问题。
Because when I'm the center of the universe, things fall apart.
如果我是宇宙的中心，这个一切都会乱掉的。
I was never created to be the center of the universe.
因为我被造不是让我成为宇宙中心的。
And so life with me at the center will not work.
所以如果一个生活完全是绕着我在这转的话，这个生活就是乱的。
One of the most popular songs in history is Frank Sinatra's "I Did It My Way."
这历史上最有名的一首歌，可能很多人都听过，就是 Frank Sinatra 的一首。我照着我自己的意志行。
Now I rarely listen to music.
我很少听音乐。
But I've heard this song at some funerals.
但是我在这首歌我在好几个葬礼上都听过。
And often when I've heard it,
通常我听到这首歌的时候
，I thought how sad.
我就在想，这真是让人伤心。
The funeral of a businessman.
我曾经去过一个生意人的一个葬礼。
Who wrecked his family. And then wrecked his health in pursuit of a career.
他为了在这个事业上有发展，他牺牲了他的家庭，牺牲了他自己的健康。
And the singer got up and sang, "I did it my way."
所以这个，然后他就放这首歌，我是按照我的意思行的。
Yeah, he did.
他的确是，他照着他自己的意思去行。
And it killed him.
他最后就是这他这个自己的这个意志就杀了他。
A funeral of a man who died completely alone in an apartment, no one had anything to do with him.
我也去参加过一个人葬礼，他最后死的时候是孤孤单单，没有一个人去看他，他是死在一个公寓里，就他自己一个人。
A funeral director calls and says, "Will you do the funeral for this person? There's no one around."
然后就这个葬礼这个安排的人就给我打电话说你能不能来啊？因为没别人，都没人去参加他的葬礼。
And they play on the stereo, "I did it my way."
他们也放了这首歌，我完全照着我自己的意思。
For a man who 30 years earlier,
这个人在三十年前
，good job，
他有好的工作
，good family, I think，
我想他也有很好的家庭
member of his church,
他也是教会的成员,
who walks out on his wife and two young children to live with his mistress,
但是他就抛弃了他的妻子跟孩子去跟情妇一起生活,
he did it his way,
他是按照他自己的意思行的,
and it blew up his life.
但是这毁掉了他的生活。
And then this week I read,
然后这个星期我又读了,
this sounds like a joke, but it was in the New York Times, so it might still be a joke, but I don't think so.
这听起来像个笑话,但是它是在纽约的这个纽约时报上出现的, 即使纽约时报出现,
over the last
但是我相信是真的发生的事情。
Over the last few years,
在过去几年里,
in the Philippines,
在菲律宾,
12 people have been killed in karaoke bars over performances of this song.
就这首歌, I did it my way, 这首歌就是我按照我的意思行, 他们在卡拉OK里唱这首歌, 然后引起争斗, 总共这过去几年里有12个人为此丧生。
They disagree about how it ought to be done.
他们不同意, 这个人唱得不好听, 他们不同意,
they get in a fight and someone pulls out a gun.
他们开始就在卡拉OK厅里面打起来, 结果有人就拔出枪来了。
And I read that and I thought, what a perfect and tragic illustration of what happens when I do it my way.
我读到这个纽约时报上这个信息, 我就觉得这是 我们对我们按自己己意行事的人来说，这多大的一个讽刺，也是一个真是一个很好的描述。
Doing it my way will never work.
照着我自己的意思行事，
it will always lead to chaos.
最终都会带来混乱。
Now we all know that.
我们都知道。
When we're looking at someone else.
我们去看别人的时候。
Think of the most self-centered person you know and do not look at your neighbor.
你想象一下，你曾经认识的最自私的一个人是谁？你别看你的邻居哦。
Do you admire that selfish person that comes to mind?
当你想到这个人的时候，你很崇拜这个人吗？
Of course not.
肯定不会啊。
We don't like it when other people are self-centered.
如果别人自我为中心的时候，我们很不喜欢这样的人。
But too often we don't see the same self-centeredness in ourselves.
但是 我们自己其实就是这样的人，我们看不到我们自己的错。
We want what we want.
我们就想要我们想要的东西。
And we want it now.
我们现在就想要。
And that leads to chaos.
这就会造成一切的混乱。
Life with me at the center will never work.
我们如果生活之中只是以自己为世界的中心的话，真的是不行的。
Now, up to this point,
目前为止,
it's a rather discouraging sermon.
我的这个信息 对大家听起来真是让人觉得灰心丧气。
We live in a messed up world.
我们这个世界一团糟啊。
A world of spiritual blindness.
然后我们这个属灵的眼睛也是瞎的。
A world of moral hypocrisy.
我们这个世界这道德上又充满的都是一些假冒为善的人。
A world of self-centered people.
我们这个世界充斥的都是自我中心的人。
And our world's in a mess.
这个世界太乱了。
And you may be thinking,
你可能想着,
wow, I got up on Sunday morning and came to church to hear someone tell me something already new.
我到教会来，我今早上一早起来，穿戴整齐来教会，就是为了听有些人告诉我，我自己都知道这些事儿，还用你来说呀？
But we're not going to stop there.
但是我们不会停。
Because Paul not only shows us what is wrong with our world.
因为保罗不只是告诉我们这个世界问题在哪里。
He gives the answer.
他也给了我们解决问题的答案。
You see, the problem of the world is me.
我们知道这世界的问题就是我。
My sin.
我自己。
My hypocrisy.
我的假冒伪善。
My selfishness.
我的这个自私。
What is the answer?
但是答案是什么?
The answer is the gospel.
答案就是福音。
The solution to these problems comes in salvation through Jesus Christ.
我们这个世界所面临的这一切的问题, 这答案就是耶稣基督的救恩。
Chapter 1, verse 16.
我们再看罗马书第一章16节。
Paul begins giving us the answer.
保罗开始给我们解决问题的答案。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel.
我不以福音为耻。
For it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
To the Jew first, and also to the Gentile.
先是犹太人，后是希腊人，包括外邦人。
Now, when Paul is writing this,
当保罗写这封信的时候，
this word gospel was a special word.
这个福音这个词在当时是个很特别的一个词。
It wasn't a religious word, it was a political word.
这个福音这个词在保罗时代，它其实不是一个宗教的一个词，而是当时的这个政治上的一个词。
It meant good news.
它意思就是好消息。
And when a new Roman emperor was crowned,
当一个新的罗马皇帝被加冕的时候，
messengers would travel through the empire announcing the gospel.
这些他的皇帝的使者就会到罗马帝国的各个角落去传
Good news.
宣布这个好消息，好消息。
A ruler who will bring peace to our world.
一个新的统治者要给这个世界带来和平。
That was the gospel of Caesar.
所以那是凯撒的福音。
But the truth is,
但实际上是什么?
That gospel was not good news for the many, many people living under the thumb of a corrupt Roman government.
在罗马这个腐败的政权之下, 对于老百姓来讲, 这个凯撒的福音可不是什么好消息。
And so Paul writes to people in Rome.
所以保罗给罗马人写这封信。
People who know very well that Caesar's gospel is not good news.
这些人罗马人当然知道, 凯撒的福音可不是什么好消息。
And he says the true good news for the world has come through Jesus Christ.
所以保罗是说, 真正的对世界有好处的这个福音是来自于耶稣基督。
The death and resurrection of Jesus is the good news that will fix what is wrong with our world.
耶稣基督的死和他在十架上的复活对我们这个世界才是真正的好消息。
In it, in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith.
因为在这个 福音里面，耶稣基督的福音里面，这个真正的义才被显示出来。
As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith.
因为义人必因信得生。
That's the gospel.
这是真正的福音。
That in a wicked, self-centered world,
在一个邪恶的自我中心的世界里,
you and I have the promise of salvation through the power of God.
靠着神的大能, 我们得到了这个神的牺牲。 神的救赎。
That's God's answer to all that is wrong with our world.
这是神对我们这个世界所有问题的一个答案。
Over the next few months, I want to look at this good news of Romans.
所以在往后几个月, 我会跟大家一起来看罗马书里说到的这个好消息。
But this morning, just let me give a quick summary of how that gospel answers the bad news of what's wrong with our world.
今天早上我想给大家就是简洁的用几句话总结一下这个世界这福音怎么能够回答我们世界所面对的这些。
We'll look at it in more detail later.
我们之后会详细的来解。
But in chapters 3 through 5,
但是在第三章的
Paul shows that through the death and resurrection of Jesus, you and I are justified by grace through faith. And that is good news for what's wrong in our personal world. It's the cure for that spiritual blindness in us. We see this good news in Romans 3, starting at verse
23.
Paul reminds us what's wrong with our world. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And then he gives the answer. Are justified by his grace as a gift. Through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. All have sinned. That's what's wrong with the world. But here's the answer. We are invited to a new life. We can be justified by grace as a free gift. The good news of the gospel is what we sang this morning. In love, he lifted me. From the darkness and the prison of our sin,
从这个黑暗之中, 从我们这个罪恶的这个监牢里面,
he raised us up. God, Paul's answer to what's wrong with our world continues in Romans 6 through 8.
在罗马书的第六到第八章, 保罗对世界这个问题的答案他继续,
he says that through the power of the Holy Spirit,
他说靠着圣灵的大能,
you and I can be transformed into the image of Jesus Christ.
我们可以被, 我们就转, 更像神的形象。
We do not have to live as a prisoner of our own desires.
我们不再生活在我们自己欲望的牢笼里面了。
We can be free.
我们可以得自由。
You see, in these chapters, Paul is answering someone who says, okay, I've become a believer.
你知道保罗回答的是某些人的问题, 这些人说, 哦, 我已经信主了。
But has anything really changed in my daily life?
但是我每天的生活真的有什么变化吗?
Am I still in bondage to my sin?
我是不是仍旧在罪的捆绑之下呢?
Paul says no.
保罗说不。
You're free.
你现在已经自由了。
Day by day, you are being transformed into the image of Christ.
因为一天一天你在被塑造更像主的形象。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, you are becoming the person God created you to be.
靠着圣灵在你心里做工，你在变成神想要你成的那个样子。
And so he says in Romans 8, verse 1.
所以他在罗马书八章第一节这么说
There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
如今那些在耶稣基督里的人就不定罪了
Why?
为什么呢
For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus.
因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我
From the law of sin and death.
使我脱离罪和死的律了
God has set us free.
神已经让我们得自由了
Because of his power.
因为靠着神的大能
The Holy Spirit is transforming us into the image of Christ.
生命的圣灵已经释放了我们，而且能够让我们更新。
Down in verse 28, he says, "We know that for those who love God, all things are working together for good."
因为他在第八章二十八节他说，因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他。
And in verse 29, he tells us what that good is.
这个好的消息是什么
？For those whom he foreknew.
因为他预先所知道的人
He also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son.
就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
Paul says to every one of us here this morning.
所以保罗说每个人都是
Before you were ever born.
在你我们这些信主的人在你出生之
God determined to shape you in the image of his son.
神已经预先知道，而且预先定下我们要效法他儿子。
In a broken and sinful world,
在一个破碎的、充满着罪恶的世界里
，you can look like Jesus.
你可以像耶稣。
You do not have to be spiritually blind.
你不需要在属灵上是瞎的。
You can look like Jesus. That's the gospel.
你可以像耶稣，这就是福音。
The good news continues in chapters 9 through 11.
这个好消息还继续在第十章。
Where Paul teaches that this gospel is available to all people.
保罗的教导是说，这个好消息是对所有的人的。
The Jewish people in Paul's day thought that salvation was limited to the Jews.
在保罗时代，这些犹太人觉得神的福音就只是给犹太人的。
The Greeks thought that salvation was limited to those who understood the deep thoughts of the philosophers.
那些希腊人就觉得这福音只是给那些思想很深邃、能够理解这些有智慧的那些智者的。
The Persians thought salvation came to those who had experienced some revelation from the Eastern mystery religions.
当时这波斯人就认为这个真正的这个救赎啊，好消息是来自于。东方什么神秘主义哲学的那些
Paul says,
但是保罗说
This is the answer to the problem of our world.
我们世界解决世界的问题的答案是
This is the good news of the gospel.
这是福音的好消息
All people,
所有的人
Jew and Gentile alike,
犹太人外邦人都一样
can know God.
他们要认识神
Romans 10,
罗马书第十章
verse 12, there is no distinction between Jew and Greek.
第十二节他说犹太人和希腊人并没有分别
For the same Lord is Lord of all
因为众人同有一位主
Bestowing his riches on all who call on him
他也厚待一切求告他的人
For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved
每一个求告神的人
Your background doesn't matter
你的背景不重要
Your economic status, your social status doesn't matter
你的经济条件你的社会地位都不重要
Your past history doesn't matter.
你过去做了些什么坏事也不重要。
Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
每个人呼求主名的人，凡求告主名的都必得救。
That's good news.
这是好消息。
Then in chapters 12 through 15,
然后在第十二章到十三章
Paul shows again how this gospel answers what's wrong with our world.
保罗又一次的解释为什么这个福音能够解决这世界的问题。
Because he shows that the gospel changes every area of our life.
因为他告诉我们这个福音可以改变我们生活之中我们生命之中的每一个领域。
And as you and I live differently because of the gospel,
因着这个福音我们的生活不再一样。
It's going to begin to change the world around us.
我们改变我们自己，就改变了我们周围的世界。
You see what's wrong with our world?
你知道我们世界出了什么问题吗
？We are.
我们才是世界的问题。
In our sinful condition, we lived with self at the center.
在我们这个罪恶之中，我们 把自己放在世界的中心，觉得自都是自我中心的人。
And that affected our relationship with other people.
这就影响我们跟周围的人的关系。
But in chapter 12, he says that through the gospel,
但是在第十二章，保罗说，
because we are made new, we will live in a new way.
靠着福音，我们已经是新造的人，我们的生活方式会不再一样。
And our relationship with other people will be different.
我们的关系跟别人众人的关系也会不一样。
In chapter 13, he says our relationship with our government will be different.
在第十三章里，他会说我们的关系，我们跟政权、跟政府的关系也会不一样。
Chapters 14 and 15, he says we will love other people the way Jesus loved them.
然后在第十四、十五章，罗马书十四、十五章，保罗又说我们也可以去爱别人，就像耶稣基督的爱爱他们一样。
That kind of love.Is going to begin answering the problems of our world.
这样的爱才能够解决这个世界的问题。
It's going to begin to fix what's wrong with our world.
而且会解决这个世界一些错的这些事情。
Now it's not going to fix every major world problem. I know that.
但是这个不可能改变这个世界的一些每一个重大的事件都可以去解决。
It's not going to make the prime time news.
也不会在黄金时段去占去成为新闻。
But it.Can do this.
但是这些改变可以带来这样的结果。
You see, as you, as a father or a mother,
你作为一个父亲或者母亲
begin living the gospel in your family.
如果你在你的家里把福音活出来
it can begin to heal some hurts.
有很多的伤害可以得到医治。
As you, as a worker, begin to live the joy of Jesus in your workplace, it can make your workplace a happier place.
在职场上，如果你把这个好消息行出来，做一个基督徒的一个该行的事，那么你的工作场合可能会是个更开心的地方。
As you see your neighbors and treat your neighbors as Jesus would,
你看到你的邻舍，如果你像耶稣对让我们说的。也爱去爱你的邻舍的话
Your neighborhood can become a better place.
你的这个社区就会变成一个更好的一个地方
And in your life,
在你自己的生命之中
As you realize that God is in control and you can trust him with the future,
当你意识到神是掌控的掌控一切的你愿意把你的未来交托在神的手中你相信他的
You can replace that inner turmoil with a sense of inner peace.
那你就会得到内心的平安你心里头不再会未来的这种
What's wrong with our world?
这个世界的问题在哪儿?
We are.
是我们。
But the answer to what is wrong with our world?
但是这个世界的问题怎么去解决它的答案是?
It's the gospel of Jesus.
是耶稣基督的福音。
This week I got an invitation to come in August to Zambia.
这星期我收到了一个邀请要在八月份到赞比亚去。
To teach a group of pastors that are serving in a refugee camp.
我到时候要去给一大群的这个牧师们讲课他们这些牧师是去是在一个难民营去做牧师的
So I began to look and see what this camp is
所以我就开始查这个信息看看这个难民营究竟是个怎么回事
20,000 refugees
大概有20,000难民
Living in plywood huts and surviving on nothing
他们住在这种三合板搭的那种小破屋子里头他们几乎没有可吃没有穿的
It is a picture of what is wrong with our world.
这个难民营的状况就是今天这个世界的状况。
But a group of Christians,
但是有一群基督徒
living nearby,
他们在这个难民营附近
began to ask,
他们开始问自己
how can the gospel help the people living in this hopeless situation?
我们的福音怎么能够帮助这些在毫无盼望的这些人？
A few pastors began to visit the camp and to preach.
所以有几个牧师就一起去访问这个难民营，开始跟他们讲道。
Some of the refugees were converted.
有一些难民就决定要成为基督徒。
The pastors trained these new believers to teach others.
所以这些牧师们就训练这些新信主的这些人。
And all through this camp of 20,000 people.
所以这个有两万人的这个难民营。
They began to plant churches.
他们在里面开始植堂了。
Groups of believers meeting in their little huts.
所以他们在他们的这个三合板搭的小屋子里头就有不少教会了，大家在教会里一起。
And today there are dozens of churches in that camp.
所以今天在那个难民营大概也超过十二个。
Pastored by other refugees.
这些教会很多的这些教会的牧师就是。
Who've had no training.
他们没有什么正式的训练。
But they are absolutely convinced that the gospel is the answer to their world.
但是他们完完全全的相信这个神的福音就是解决这个世界问题的。
Have they fixed everything? No.
他们把一切问题都解决了吗?
The camp is still there. But there are hundreds of refugees who now have the promise of eternal life.
成千上百的这些难民现在他们已经有了永生的盼望。
There are hundreds of refugees who are loving their neighbor, and through that they're making life in the camp a little less difficult.
而且成千上百的这些基督徒们现在他们能够靠着他们的努力让这个难民营的生活好过一些。
What's wrong with our world?
我们世界的问题在哪呢？
20,000 refugees in that camp could say,
这个难民营的两万人可以说,
What's wrong with our world is this.
这个世界的问题就是,
Man's selfishness
人太自私了,
brought war to our home country,
他让我们国家里头把战争带到我们国家,
destroyed our village,
毁掉了我们的村庄,
and left us with nothing.
让我们现在一无所有。
But if you ask those who have heard the gospel in that camp what is right with our world,
但如果你问这个难民营里那些信主的人,
what is God's answer to that problem?
神对我们今天世界的问题的答案是什么?
They would say the gospel of Jesus Christ is bringing hope to a hopeless situation. Romans says to us,
所以罗马书对我们说,
What's wrong with our world?
我们的世界问题在哪儿?
Sin.
罪.
Our sin.
我们自己的罪.
But what is the answer that we have for our world?
但是我们对这个世界问题的一个答案是什么?
The gospel that changes everything around us.
我们的福音会把我们周围的一切都改变。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
God, thank you that you loved us enough to come into our world.
主啊, 你是如此爱我们, 以至于你来到我们的世界。
There was no way we could find you.
我们靠着自己没法找到你。
There was no way we could begin to fix the problems of our world.
我们也完全没有办法去解决世界的问题。
But you entered our broken world.
但是你来到了这个破碎的世界。
And you gave us hope.
你给了我们盼望。
Thank you.
感谢主。
Help us to show that hope to those around us.
帮助我们把这个盼望能够显给我们周围的人看。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.